Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening and welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Here on board, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. And we've got a great show coming up for you, but first we want to thank some of the sponsors that helped make this show possible.
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, the Charlie Wilson Agency, AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist, the law firm of Gardberger and Kimberly, and the Daphne's Hottest Place for Chow, the Waterfront Restaurant at Number 1 Yacht Club Drive, and the Medicare lady, Miss Keisha Chambers, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. And we appreciate all these fine people working with us.
Absolutely. We want to thank all of our sponsors, and you are great listeners because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. Of course, SPN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So join in the discussion on Facebook or follow me on X. It's at Cal_SPN. And, of course, you can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information on the topics of the day. And coming up later on SPN, we'll be joined by our good friend, the Medicare lady, Miss Keisha Chambers. She'll give us the latest on options for health coverage for our veterans. And we'll also speak and chat with Mr. Ray Stiles from one of our newest sponsors, AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist. You couldn't be a better topic to talk about on a day like today, right, Tom?
Yes. He didn't even come in with a canoe. That was cool.
There you go. Well, it's a good thing we got those web feet.
I know, man. It works.
Yeah, and, of course, later on we'll have Tom's tirade. You don't want to miss it. But first, it's always great to be joined on SVN by a great patriot and supporter of SVN from the gastrointestinal empire that started with a sandwich. The Duke of Delicacies, the Captain of the Kitchen, the General of the Grill, the Pope of Pastrami, the man who is your sunshine on a cloudy day, sweetness himself, Mr. Nick DeMaria. Hey, Nick, thank you for joining us, and thank you for your service to our veterans, military, and first responders.
Hey, guys, what's happening tonight?
Man, I don't know. It's all about you and what you got going on. That's what's going on.
We got a party going on.
All right. I want to hear about it.
Well, next Thursday at May 15th, we've got the Warrior Legacy Party at the Waterfront. Tickets are available on Facebook. You can get on the QR code and buy tickets. We have VIPs. We have general admission, and we also have corporate tables. But like we talked about last week, Tom, this event is to help Patrick Jump and the Warrior Legacy Group to build that ranch out in Robertsdale. And the event we put together a few months ago is just kind of a the culmination of being able to get a bunch of people to buy tickets and support this effort. And we actually did a Zoom call with you on Monday, Tom. You saw the planning that goes along with this.
Man, it's unbelievable. And, yes.
Yeah, it's going to be a big event. We'll have we're going to have the VIP, which we're going to have Murder Point Oysters tiki theme. So if you buy a ticket, you got to wear an ugly tiki shirt. I'm sure Cal has one.
Oh, yeah. He was raised in them.
And then Tom gave me his.
Oh, yeah. I passed mine down.
Yeah, he said you wear those when you sell insurance.
Oh, yeah. You should. Yeah, it's kind of like Panini Pete when he cooks, when he's in his pajamas.
Yeah, I imagine.
Yeah, he retired those a long time ago.
What a damn thing's out is what he did.
Right. We're going to have a steel drum band out there. We're going to have the third annual Veteran of the Year award going to Lou Lartigue. And then we're going to have dinner, of course. And then we're going to do a drawing where you can buy tickets to support the ranch, whiskey, bullet bourbon, awesome prizes, and just a party. But we need everybody's help to get on that QR code and come to this event. If you care about the veterans and you care about a place that they can go and gather and get help, come support us. One Yacht Club Drive at the Waterfront Restaurant.
Well, it's an awesome venue. It's a very worthwhile event for, you know, Nick, you have been involved with a Marine veteran just back out off of live duty in Afghanistan and all, and then he took his life. That was suicide. And we talk about suicide, and it's like 22 suicides a day. But they say that's not a true figure. It's actually more than that. And then we see that Alabama is the number one in veteran suicides. And we've had to do something to try to help these people and try to help these veterans. And that's what Patrick is doing, and all you fine people over there in the Baldwin County area, is being able to put this Warrior Legacy Ranch together so these guys can come in with their families and come in with their groups, their platoons, and units that they served with. And look, if we could save one life, Nick, then we've done our job. But if we could save one marriage from being broken up because of a guy's PTSD and the things that have incurred with him overseas. And if you haven't been there and you haven't talked to these vets, you have no damn idea what they're going through. And I'm really appreciative of what y'all are doing and what Patrick's doing.
And it's our group. It's the Baldwin County Home Builders Association. I know there's a lot of people out there that have money that can help support this. Gardberg and Kimberly, everybody, we need help getting this project finished. Help us get it through the finish line, because veteran suicide is a real thing. And until it hits you, or actually hits you in your life, you don't really realize it. But these folks are standing on that wall and protecting us, and we need to do our part. So it's a great opportunity for everybody to pitch in. If you don't want to come to the party because you're busy, donate.
One of my Marines that'll be there, Nick, is a Marine that was in Afghanistan when those 13 Marines and that corpsman got killed over there, and they were in his unit. And you think that guy wasn't messed up a little bit? Well, yeah, you know. But we've got several resources here, with like vets resources, and then place like the Warrior Legacy will be another one that we can utilize here on the Gulf Coast and bring these guys around and let them come back. There wasn't nothing wrong with these guys when they left, Nick. Not a damn thing, or they wouldn't have taken them. You know? Now they come back, we got to take care of them. And that's what y'all are trying to do.
Patrick has no agenda. There's no administration fee, no salaries taken.
Right.
I mean, look at the rendering, the drawings. We've been out to the site. We've had meetings with the Baldwin County Home Builders Association. We've gone all through it. It's an unbelievable project. You know, we're asking for all kinds of people to help us. Porch Creek Indians, give us some money. Come on, man.
Right.
We need help.
Yes.
We need help with this. Gardberg, Kimberly, Shannara, you have signs up on the highway. Give us money to get this thing done.
Yes. And we're putting out a call to them all. to all of our good friends, all of our veterans, friends and associates and organizations, corporations, to step up. It's now, it's time for us to help. And all of this, there's no money. Nobody's getting paid anything. This is all charity.
It's called hustle and doing good work.
Right.
You can choose to show up or you not show up. You know, the only difference between most of us is that Tom, you, me, and my group, we show up every time. And
damn
all
right.
We're doing is asking,
yes.
We're asking everybody to come and show up.
Right. And we appreciate what you guys are doing and making your facility available so that we could have this event there. Thank you so much.
And you know the food's going to be good.
Oh, yeah. Don't we know it. Y'all put real food in your food.
Yes, sir. Well, see you next week. Come on.
All right.
Facebook, Waterfront Restaurant. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you so much. Yes. As always, you can visit scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. And on the other side, Miss Keisha Chambers, when we return on the Scuttlebutt.
100 men will test today, but only 3 when the green bird.
Check your trim set, check your overall steering arm maneuver. Dive and there I go, a low transition, right turnout. 86, diving out there on 16, let's
turn them up. It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And if you like to listen on demand, you can catch our regularly aired shows via podcast on the FM Talk 106.5 app. And Tom's Tirade is up on castbox.fm if you want to have some fun. And it is a pleasure to be joined on SPN by one of our good friends, the Medicare lady, Ms. Keisha Chambers. Keisha, welcome back to SBN, and thank you for your service to our veterans and military.
Well, thank you, and thank you so much for having me on tonight. I really appreciate it.
I'll tell you what, lady, it was the event that we were able to attend today down at the Senior Citizens building on Nevis Road was awesome, and recognizing that 98-year-old Navy veteran down there, that was just, that was unbelievable.
I agree. That was just wonderful.
And somebody, some lady there, I think her name was the Medicare lady or something, did just an awesome presentation there about our country and our flag. And I've never seen that before. You did a good job, Little.
Thank you. I'm full of surprises sometimes. You never know.
Well, you sure are. But you know. Give us a little insight, maybe some of our people out there haven't heard you before on our events here, but let everybody know who you are and what you do.
All right. Well, my name is Keisha Chambers, and I'm called the Medicare Lady. And the reason is because I am a Medicare advisor, and I specialize in Medicare, Medicaid, and veteran plans. And what I do is just help individuals who have Medicare Part A and Part B, or the ones who are aging in are just about to get their Medicare. I help them kind of sift through all the information that's out there, help them find plans that meet their needs and not cost an arm and a leg. And one thing that I do with veterans is I help veterans who have TRICARE for Life, CHAMP VA, or even VA benefits to find extra benefits that won't cost them anything. So that's a great thing. Nobody wants to have to pay for extra benefits when they already have really good benefits. But these are some things that they might want to take advantage of. Like, let's say if they need dental, vision, hearing, or if they need, for instance, some of these plans have a Part B give back. And what that means is the plan will actually pay a good portion of your Medicare Part B premiums every month, the part that they take out of your Social Security check. The plan that you're enrolled in will actually put that back into your check.
And, hey, that's nice. You know, that's quite a bit of money. That's like $2,500 a year, just that.
Yeah, some of the plans are giving back as much as $174.70 a month, and the average person, they pay about $185 a month.
Right.
So
right.
Once they're enrolled in the plan, their Medicare costs will go down to $10.30
right,
for most.
Right. Well, see, a lot of our guys don't realize, Keisha, that the insurance companies, once they enroll with them, they're paid by the government or the state to handle their cases. So they're getting paid already. And,
sure.
You know, and then it behooves everyone that in need of these insurance policies and qualify for them, if you're over 65, then when you have the need for different things. Some people don't need dental plan. I mean, you know, if they've already got stow-bought teeth, as we want to call it, then they don't need one of those policies that's got $2,000 or $3,000 in a dental plan. They need to apply a policy to some of the area, maybe like the area that you're talking about. And you even have some of those companies that have available where they could get back like $300 on for groceries or bills or whatever every quarter. You know, that's another $1,500, $2,000. So it's neat for somebody to pay us back.
Well, I think it's a great benefit to have veteran benefits. I think it's important that we take care of our veterans, but I also feel it's important. I mean, like, it's actually my mission to reach as many veterans and let them know, hey, you can get extra benefits that don't cost you anything,
right,
and
right,
they actually pay you. I know that sounds off.
It doesn't sound right, but it's,
I know,
it's
there's
true.
Nothing else in this,
yeah,
world.
Yeah, it's
that
true.
Works
I enjoy them paying my $174. You know,
yeah,
paying it back to me every month.
But in addition to that, you get gym memberships. You get
right,
a lot of little perks that comes along with it, you know, and even for someone who has dentures, once every 5 years, you can get a brand new set.
Sure.
You can get hearing aids, you can get glasses under the plan. There's so many benefits. And even though, like, let's say it's a veteran who can go to the VA and get his hearing aids and his glasses. My father is a retired Army, and so what he does is, and he has TRICARE for life, but he goes and gets his hearing aids and his glasses through the VA, but he gets a backup pair.
Right.
Because he loses everything.
Yeah.
And sometimes things get broken or there's accidents that happen, and it's nice to be able to have a backup pair. So he takes advantage of that. But listen, veterans don't, most of them don't even know that this benefit is available to them. It costs nothing. It will actually help them reduce their out-of-pocket costs for Medicare, give them extra benefits, and, you know, it's a wonderful thing to be able to add these benefits. And veterans have a special code that we can use. They can actually enroll any time of the year.
What?
So
what? Come on now.
Yep. If they enroll during, like, let's say this month, their plan will start the very next month. The first day of the month is when the plan starts. Now, full benefit, all the dental, there's no waiting period. All the other benefits are in full effect.
Immediately.
Immediately.
Okay, no waiting, waiting period on all that.
No waiting period. You know, a traditional dental plan, you pay a monthly premium for it. You might have a deductible. And if it's something major, you might have to wait 12 months for major services before it'll pay, not on these type plans. And what's unique about it is that it pays 100% of the cost up to an allowance.
Right.
And some of the allowances range anywhere from $1,000 to 2,000, maybe mm-hmm. 3,000 if you have Medicaid along with it. But that's phenomenal that you can go and get that care immediately.
Right.
And the other thing, I talked to a lot of veterans, and they're skeptical at first because it just sounds too good to be true.
Yes, it does.
But
yeah.
It's actually not. This is very legitimate. These are all Medicare-approved plans. And, well, they asked me, well, what if I get into this? Am I stuck till the next, you know, Medicare annual enrollment period? The answer is no. You are not stuck. You can enroll anytime. You can also disenroll anytime.
Okay.
And so last week I was speaking with a veteran. He was telling me that he heard about these plans. He called into a company, and he got signed up in the plan. And he didn't go through an agent or somebody that knows how to help him take advantage. And so he said he kind of got a little scared, and he just was afraid that he made a mistake, so he disenrolled real quick. And I said, but you didn't even get to try the benefits. And he said, well, I didn't know how to take, you know, advantage of all of that. So the point is, if you're going to take a plan, get up with someone that's local. Look them in the face, you know, ask the questions. They should be asking you questions like, who's your doctors? You know, what kind of care do you need? Do you need the dental, the vision, or, you know, extra money coming in every month? Those are all important questions to ask. Some of the plans for veterans have what's called an HMO network. And what that means is, if you're on an HMO, you have to see the doctors that are on the list.
Right.
Okay? But there's also other plans that are on a PPO platform. So if you have that plan, you can go in and out of the network.
Okay. Well, let's go back into that a little bit further when we go back to at the end of our break here and get a word from all of his gracious sponsors that we have. And, hey, it's very enlightening in what you have. You hang on, because we've got another segment coming aboard here, Miss Keisha.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, when we return on the Scuttlebutt.
Without my rifle, I am useless.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
Hey, and welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network Radio program, Voice of the Veterans for the Veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters, along with Tom Claxton, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today.
And we certainly want to remind you to go out and thank all the fine folks that continue to help make this show possible. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, our sea lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the folks at the law firm in Guardburg and Kimberly, and one of our newest sponsors, AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. With tonight, and our special guest is on air with us, Miss Keisha Chambers, the Medicare lady. And don't forget Daphne's newest eatery, the Waterfront Restaurant at Number One Yacht Club Drive, the Charlie Wilson Agency, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
Oh, there we go.
Charlie Brown Agency. Wait till I tell you about that one.
Yeah, we're going to have Snoopy on later. It's great to be joined by a good friend of the show, Miss Keisha Chambers. Keisha, thank you again for coming back with us.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Well, Keisha, I know there's some other areas that you wanted to get into. The floor is all yours for the next 3 or 4 minutes.
Well, one thing I'd like to talk about before I go any further is, you know, if you're interested, I never charge any money for my advice or for my appointment time or my services with you. I'm paid through Medicare plans. And so you don't have to pay me a dime. And I have a wealth of information. I've been in the business for almost 20 years now. And I love to help people, especially my veterans. And so I want to encourage you to call me at 251-401-3923. Once again, Keisha Chambers, the Medicare lady, at 251-401-3923.
Well, another thing I'd like for you to bring out is the fact that I'd like for you to let our veterans especially to know that you are working with the DAV in the Locksley area.
Yes, in the Locksley area, I'm the commander for Unit 45 Auxiliary, and that's in conjunction with the Chapter 45 DAV. And what we do as an auxiliary is we support the DAV. And a lot of times I'll get people that come to me and they may have a disability. They don't know where to go. They've tried to go through different people, different venues to get help filing for those disabilities, and they just get really frustrated and they give up. Right. And yeah, and so I have lots of connections in here, Mobile, around the state, to help people. And so that's another thing. If you need to file for a disability, get with the DAV. Those guys are highly trained.
Right.
And they are more than willing to help you. I know you've had a good experience here recently, too.
I sure have,
yeah. And, yep. Right. So I do believe that is a good way for our veterans to get help in applying for disabilities that could raise their level. Now, if a veteran has 100% disability, and they're married, a lot of people that are veterans are not aware that if they have that 100%, they can also get CHAMP VA for their spouse that pays 100% of the bills.
What?
Yes. And so that's one of the things that I help people. You know, if they're unaware, I inform them. And then I've actually called in to CHAMP VA and helped them get enrolled.
Cool. Well, and that's what it's all about. It's that, guys and gals, this lady is sincere in what she's doing, and especially in presenting you this information about all of the policies and all that. She doesn't just sell for one company. She did that for years. That's when I met her, you know, probably 15 years ago. But she was working just for one company there. But she saw the need. Where, you know, rather than just being able to present the available policies for that company, that there were other policies out there for some people that were even better than what she had to offer. So I think in turn she went and formed her own organization, and she has her own insurance agency now, and she specializes in this field because she has a love and desire for our veterans. So. Keisha, thank you so much for what you do.
You're welcome. I mean, I count it as an honor to be able to serve and give back because I appreciate all that our veterans have done for us to preserve our freedom and our rights in this country.
Amen. But if it wasn't for our veterans, then we wouldn't have a country anyway. So,
you're right.
We have to consider that. And we also have to consider we lost, 1,200,000. Veterans and patriots since this country originated in like 1775. So, and that doesn't even count the amount of POWs and MIAs that are still missing. It's something like 81,000 that are out there now that our loved ones that are lost it, and we're not able to determine where they're at or, what happened to them. And that's just devastating. So when we do find someone that helps our guys, they came back no matter what condition they may be in. We and Cal and I like to promote that on the show and let people know that where they can get this help because all of our veterans need help. So thank you, Keish, for being on, and we'll get you back on here at the close of the show.
Okay.
Thank you. You did an awesome job. Thank you so much. We'd like to bring on Ray Stiles here now. He's a certified field inspector for AFS, Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist. He's one of our new sponsors that are coming on board. And Ray's, man, you guys have got an awesome benefit going here. And I understand you've actually been working with one of our veterans organizations.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to be here and glad to be able to support veterans, a show by veterans for veterans. And we have a lot of veterans that are actually calling us now because they're having some issues with foundations. I want to make sure I read this correctly because it was over in Florida, the Bay chapter of the DAV. I think it was the Bay Area chapter 112. We were able to help them out over there and do some work because just like everybody else, they're going to have some sidewalk issues, or you're going to have some issues with like a trip hazard or unlit floors or things like that. We have ways to take care of that. Our veterans are very important to us, and there's things we can do to help them out. We take care of all of our customers. We especially like to make sure our veterans are taken care of because those are the people that stood in our stead when the time was requested and didn't argue about it. They were there. So we want to make sure they're taken care of, and we look forward to doing that.
Well, and we're very appreciative of that. Are you working with our veterans? But this would apply to most any of our senior citizens in there. We have trouble walking already. We don't pick our feet up like we used to. So we have a tendency to shuffle or slide our feet along. And so if we have a sidewalk or a foundation that is uneven or just got a 1 or 2, 3 inch protrusion, somebody's going to fall and get hurt. And normally if you take somebody that's my age and you stumble and fall, break a hip, you know, you're usually good for maybe 2 or 3 months or shorter. Very few of our senior citizens recover from that. So if you've got these things, Ray's going to give us some phone numbers and maybe a website or some way to get in touch with him there. Maybe give him a shot at it. He's the inspector. He'll come out and look at your facility and tell you what you need and what they can do.
Exactly right. AFSrepair.com is our website, and that's alphafoxtrotsierra.repair.com.
That's, you pulled in the vet deal on you.
I did. I pulled it all out there. So phonetic alphabet. Yeah. AlphaFoxtrotSierraRepair.com. And you can give my cell phone a call. It's 251-402-9219. And I wanted to make sure that you had that. You can call us. We come out. We do free inspection. We want to make sure you're taken care of. Because keep in mind, a trip hazard could also be something that hangs up on a cane, could hang up on a walker,
sure,
a wheelchair, or just simply walking. It doesn't matter how old you are.
I imagine. Phone number again.
It's 251-402-9219. Or you can contact us at AFSrepair.com. We're here in Mobile, and we've been in the state for over 20 years.
There you go, guys. And for more information, you can check us out on Scuttlebutt Network. And on the other side, we'll have my tirade.
The following may not necessarily represent the views or opinions of this station, but they're coming around.
Mr. Tom Claxton.
In all the faux outrage over the killing of the Iranian terrorist General Qasem Soleimani, you might have missed the fact that we lost two of our heroes in uniform this weekend. The two soldiers were killed when their vehicle hit an improvised explosive device in Afghanistan, where paratroopers assigned to the 82nd Airborne Division, the Defense Department announced this Sunday. The IED attack took place Saturday in Afghanistan's Kandahar province, which borders Pakistan to the south. Killed in the blast were Staff Sergeant Ian P. McLaughlin, 29, of Newport News, Virginia, and PFC Miguel A. Villon, 21, of Joliet, Illinois, according to a release. Both soldiers were attached to the 307th Brigade Engineer Battalion, 3rd Brigade Combat Team, 82nd Airborne Division out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina. I hope that the irony of this event is not lost on the communist Democrats and Trump haters out there, that two members of the 82nd Airborne were killed just days after their fellow soldiers were deployed to Kuwait as part of our quick reaction force in response to heightened tensions with Iran, and they were killed by an IED, which was the calling card of murderer Soleimani. As I mentioned in last week's tirade on American First, McLaughlin, who joined the Army in 2012, leaves behind a wife and four children, while Villon joined in 2018 and survived by his mother and father. Now, I spent a fair amount of time trying to keep up with the news, especially when it comes to our military and veterans. Yet, I have not been able to find hand-wringing Chuck and Nancy or their Democratic communist thrones over the deaths of these two American heroes, which is a stark contrast to the beatification that the left wanted to bestow upon the very evil Soleimani. Even George Stephanopoulos, heartily conservative Trump supporter, felt the need to challenge the speaker on her support for the protesters in Iran trying to overthrow the hardline mullahs that have run that country since the 1979 takeover by Muslim extremists. Here is the Botox beauty in her own words from the ABC's This Week with Little Georgie.
We're seeing now demonstrations in the streets of Iran against the regime. Do you support those protesters, and would it be a good thing if they brought the regime down?
Well, the protesters are protesting, as I understand it, this brand of protesters, about the fact that that plane went down. And many students were on that plane, and these are largely students in the street. I think the Iranians should have not had commercial flights going off when there
was...
They're
calling at the regime for lying. They're saying death to Khamenei as well.
No, well, whatever it is. But the fact is this, there were protesters in the streets before against the regime. After the taking out of Soleimani, there were protesters in the street joined together, as you know, against us. That wasn't good. Taking down this plane is a terrible, terrible tragedy, and they should be held accountable for letting commercial flights go at a time that was so dangerous. But there are different reasons why people are in the street. Of course, we would love to see the aspirations of the people of Iran realized with a better situation there. But escalating the situation, unless we've exhausted every other remedy.
Which we haven't?
Well, we don't know that. And if the first action to be taken on the threat of... There are a lot of bad actors who are doing bad things and threatening bad things to us. We know that, Iran being one of them. And it being its proxies doing bad things to our interest throughout the world. But how do we deal with that in a way that calms rather than escalates?
Now, don't get me wrong. Anyone who has listened to SBN for a few minutes should know that I am no fan of Nancy Pelosi. I believe that she is a vapid hairhead whose Botox injections have seeped into her cranium. How she can think that her comments were in any way coherent are beyond belief. And yet, here she is, the third in line to the presidency, blathering on about just which protesters were out on the streets in Tehran, even though it was widely evident that they were shouting death to the regime and the current Ayatollah Khomeini. The fact that her greatest excuse for not coming out in support of those yearning for freedom under the dictatorial mullahs was that somehow she didn't have all of the facts further demonstrated her lack of intellectual honesty. Either she has failed to receive intelligence briefings that she is privileged to, or she was too busy hitting the cocktail fundraising circuit to remember. I mean, come on. At least Obama, Curry, and the Hildebeest blamed protests on a video that no one had ever seen in order to lie to the American people about Benghazi.
With all due respect, the fact is we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
Reality is that she is so desperate to remove Trump from office that he could successfully overturn the Iranian regime and replace it with a peaceful democracy, that she would accuse him of stifling the religious freedom of the Islamic terrorist mullahs. Make no mistake about it. Pelosi, Schumer, Schiff, the squad, and their ilk on the left have no real plan to improve America or promote safety and security in the world. All they care about in the end is power, their own damn power. They care not for the average men and women of this nation, even less for our men and women in uniform. They will stop at nothing to destroy this president and his legacy. The Russian investigation, the attacks on his family, the phony impeachment, the constant labeling of Trump as racist, bigot, homophobe, misogynist, and WASP, among other things, are evidence of their guttural, irrational hatred for a duly elected president. What is most galling is that every time they attack President Trump, they also attack each of the red-blooded patriots who support him. I believe that in their blind rage, they have allowed themselves to fall victim to the old axiom that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. This is certainly apparent in the ongoing story of Iran. In other words and actions, Speaker Pelosi and her communist-leaning drones have aligned themselves with the hardliner mullahs in Iran over the people seeking freedom, including patriots such as you and me. I only hope that they realize that they are laying down with the devil in the process, and that is a deal that hardly works out in your favor in the end. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Flexner. I guess you could say they have sympathy for the devil.
Welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM, streaming live at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board, Tom Claxton, Cal Walters. A couple old Marines with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it and the fighting spirit to keep it. And before we jump back in to our conversation with Ms. Keisha, we do want to remember a great friend, a great veteran, Gunny Perry Vaughn.
Amen.
Who passed away today, and may him and his family are in our thoughts and in our prayers.
Yes, yes, a 90-year-old Marine there, buddy. I tell you what, it was he was staunch Marine. We loved the Gunny. Yeah, but Keish, what I know you have something else that you want to close out with. We got a minute or so here.
Okay. Well, first of all, I wanted to kind of address penalties, late penalties. When you're aging into Medicare, that's, you have 3 months before age 65, the month of, and then 3 months after. If you do not enroll in your Medicare Part A and B and Part D, which is drug coverage, you may be penalized. But as a veteran with TRICARE for Life, TAMP-VA, or VA benefits, you're actually exempt from the Part D, which is for drugs, penalty. And a lot of people don't know that. They sign into a plan, they might get this notice that they have to declare that they have other coverage. They may also not be a veteran and just have employer coverage still in place. They're exempt from that penalty. And so there's so many ins and outs when it comes to Medicare enrollments and penalties and different things of that. So I want to encourage anyone that has questions, whether you're a veteran, not a veteran, if you're aging in or you already have Medicare, or you're past 24 months of disability, you automatically get Medicare. And so that's, you know, for those people who have so many questions, I want to encourage them to call me. And I mean, I never mind someone calling me and just asking for information. Or if they want to meet in person, I'm happy to do that. If they're local, if they're not, then I can still do a phone appointment with them. And but these penalties are real, and you need to know how they work. Another penalty that people get is when they turn 65, if they don't have other coverage, VA, TAMP-VA, TRICARE for Life, or employer's coverage, and they do not take Part B, that's the medical part of Medicare, then they can incur a very steep penalty.
Right.
And years ago, veterans were told, well, you have VA, you don't need Part B because you have to pay a monthly premium for it. And then later on, when these Advantage plans started coming into play and people started seeing that, hey, I can get all these benefits for no monthly cost.
Right, right, yeah.
When they went back and discovered that they had to have Part B, then they went to apply for it, their penalty could be in the hundreds of dollars a month.
Thank you, baby.
And so,
all right, we got to go. I don't want to get on top of this. All right. Thank you so much. You did an awesome job, Ms. Keisha Chambers.
Well, thank you. 251-401-3923.
And to all of our veterans out there, remember, hero is not a four-letter word. Hoorah!